welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick. Drive fast and try not to crash.
At the moment, it is you and I and a few others, so that's great. And we'll see them as they enter the studio tonight. So, if you're a big Grand Prix fan and you're interested in F1 esports, this is the place to be, because we'll take a rundown on qualifying. We'll let you know who's going to be starting on pole position. And, of course, we'll be doing as best as we can our commentary for the F1 Esports Grand Prix from Bahrain. Over to you, Andrew.
Are we just on Podbean, or are we on anything else, audio?
We're just on Podbean.
Just on Podbean.
I think the race is half distance, so it should take about 45 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, 28 laps.
Yeah, and they reckon a one stop, and they reckon the medium is the best tire to start on, and then potentially going on to the hard.
But we've heard, medium and hard, I mentioned earlier. Yeah.
But we've heard that quite a few people have just used the soft tire, so we reckon that will run out quite quickly. So that's going to be quite interesting to see what happens.
Yes. well, it's an amazing grid. It's a real mix of people from our past, people from the current. There's something like five or six F1 drivers in it. You got Latifi and Lando Norris from the current grid. You got Hulkenberg from last year. Johnny Herbert's come out of retirement to have a go and see if he can crash that.
That's right. I'm looking forward to seeing that. He wasn't, well, at 32, and the best time is a 138.
He's 55 years old. He's not been driving, you know, in F1 for a number of years. He's got a bit of a belly on him and all this kind of stuff. And he's doing better than I do. I know that. So, yeah, brilliant. So, who else have we got? Anthony Davidson from a few years ago, another talented driver, a sports car, an endurance driver, successful sports car, an endurance driver, had a little time with. I want to say Photo Aguirre, but it's not Photo. Oh my god, I'm getting old.
Aguirre Suzuki or something. Well, that's maybe too old.
No, it's the Japanese. I can see his face. He had a Honda engine. He was a lovely fella, but he had no money.
Was that
Super Aguirre? Photo Aguirre. No, the team, Anthony Davidson, who he drove.
Super Aguirre.
I'll retire now. That's it. I wish I was drunk. I'd have an excuse then.
Going to be good. So it's going to be a great lineup, and it's going to be from real drivers to a lot of kind of social media stars and YouTubers. So it's going to be fun. I can't really actually wait to see how it all goes. And
it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, they're the best times is, I think, a 127.6. That was the pole sitter. And then it was Esteban Gutierrez, I think, who was second at 128. And then Nico Hülkenberg was at 128.5. But he was beaten by another chap. So when we get the full listings coming through, we'll let you know the exact grid start. They're going to surely go over that any minute now. And then we'll start to see what's happening.
Something like Lee or something like that, was it? Real life racing,
but the principles. Yeah, I'm trying to
say he lives in Zurich.
Yeah, Philip Lang or something, or Lanoff or something, or Langley or something. We'll get them. I'm surprised they haven't the world lineup already on the team. It's going to be good fun, and we've got it here on the big screen. If you are able to watch it on YouTube, you can always watch it on YouTube and then have our commentary, because we'll certainly be better than the guys that are doing it just now.
God, they're awful. The guy that's on the screen right now, I want to shoot in the head. He's useless. The guy sat there, they've spaced two decent commentators and knowledgeable people between two idiots.
Yeah.
So you've got Jack Nicholls on the far right, who's the Five Live commentator and a true F1 fan. I think he started out...
I think he's done racing. I think he has been...
He started out at Silverstone. as a marshal. He used to go along as a kid, and then he volunteered to marshal and all that kind of stuff. And then one day somebody said he got interested in the course radio, and they asked him if he wanted to stand in and help him out. He got into that, and that's how he got into commentary. But he's a big motorsports fan, a genuine fan. And I do like his commentary. He's okay. And he likes my Twitter handle, so because they mentioned it once and it was really good.
I know.
Julian Palmer then came up with some derogatory comment about what I'd put on in the actual tweet, but they really like my name.
You can tell us all what your Twitter handle is, just in case anyone hears it and wants to tweet to you.
Do I? Do I want people to tweet me? Titanium Tin Man.
Yes, that's a good one. That's a fantastic one.
The idea being that Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, if he only had a heart, and the song Titanium, where he's kind of tough and doesn't get shot down and whatever the words are.
Oh, well, it looks like things are beginning to happen now. We are getting, it looks
three
like...
3 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, have you got a three-minute countdown, have you? That's pretty good. Philip Engel was the pole sitter. Then Esteban Gutierrez was in second place. Genzo Zhou was half a second behind in third. Nicholas Latifi was fourth. Hülkenberg fifth. Salvadori sixth. Dino Bezhanovic was seventh. Robert Schwartz was eighth. Sadokist was nine. Remember that? Red Eye is tenth. Stoffel Van Dorn is 11th.
Stoffel Van Dorn, I always loved that name.
Cyanide is 12th. Nicholas Hamilton is 13th.
Yes, Nick Hamilton, that's Lewis Hamilton's little brother, who's a bit of a racing driver himself. He's got cerebral palsy. So, I mean, if you add on the fact that he's probably faster than you and I are, well, maybe not you, you're pretty quick, but he's a talented driver in his own right, plus the fact he's working around the cerebral palsy, which is great.
Which is something else. Yeah.
Job. So,
Ian Coulter was 14th. So I wonder if that's a chap
you've interviewed him, haven't you? Or you know him or something like that?
I don't think it's Ian Poulter. No. That's a different name. I know what you mean. It's a name like that, but not like... Then Johnny Herbert is 15th.
Johnny. I'm rooting for Johnny Herbert. Johnny Herbert and then Lando Norris. That's who I want.
Yeah. Chris Hoy is 16th. Liam Payne is
17th. To point out, Chris Hoy is a talented racing driver now.
Yeah.
He's driven in sports cars and this kind of stuff. And that idiot with the glasses on the telly, his first major mistake was he was saying, he should be on the bicycle. He's used to racing round and round in circles. And I'm thinking, so you're only about 10 years out of date with current affairs. That's pretty good. Get off the screen and give me your job.
We're on the grid now. We are getting ready for the first ever official F1 Esports Virtual Grand Prix, which includes real Formula One drivers. As Murray Walker would say, you can hear the revs rise. One light, two lights, three lights, four lights, five lights. It's a long road. Go. Oh, and nobody's going. Oh, there they go. That's it. A few technical hitches. Enge is still in the lead, but it's very close. We've got Gutierrez coming up in second place. Oh, there's a bit of argy-bargy. Oh, there's a big crash at the back. One of the Ferraris is off. Oh, there's an Alfa Romeo cutting across the grass. My goodness. Johnny Herbert getting a 10-second time penalty. Oh, and there's
one. Oh, come on, Johnny. Chris Hoy's going backwards. Broadbent. He's going straight up. Oh, bits and pieces everywhere. That's fantastic. Yeah. No one can get hurt. It's wonderful.
Johnny Herbert's gone up into the lead. He's gone into the lead. But he's got a 10-second penalty. My goodness. Philip Engie is second, but he's half a second behind. Herbert must have just cut the corner completely and gone straight through.
Oh, good. I mean, that's fantastic. Stoffel Van Dorn, he's doing quite well. He should make his delivery on time.
Yeah, he's in sixth.
Obviously, he's delivering doors with his van.
Jimmy Broadbent up to 13th. Chris Hoy's up to 12th.
Jim Broadbent. And how he found the time to practice in between all those fantastic films he's been in, Jimmy Broadbent, is just wonderful. Oh! What's going on?
Philip, what's going on? Come back into the lead.
Yeah, but who do you think he is? Takuma Sato?
Oh, nearly went. Lost it at the first corner. Here we go, here we go, here we go. So it is Philip Envy, left lap one.
Oh dear. And he nearly collected old Johnny because Johnny had a bit of a. Now, I want to correct, as much as we love DC, I want to correct the use of tank slapper. This has happened across the whole of motorsport now. They talk about tank slappers, which is, of course, the handlebars of a motorcycle hitting the tank, and it's got nothing to do with cars. What Johnny Herbert just did was a fishtail. Fishtail. Back end goes. Thank you very much. So I've been 5 years I've been waiting to say something like that on international television.
No, that's the thing. So here we are. It is still Philip Eng in the lead. Johnny Herbert is, well, saying he's in third place, but he's the chap in second place is a lap down. So something must have happened to him. Then it's Salvadori in fourth. Then Sadokist in fifth. Lando Norris is up to sixth. No, he started at the back, did he not?
He did because he had a technical issue, whatever that is. I presumably couldn't connect his internet properly, or the plug had come out on the back of his PlayStation. I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, they did start the five lights, and the lights went off, and nobody went. So I think maybe there was a couple of technical issues with the server.
I had a technical issue because my screen just had that countdown. I had to come out and go back in again, and then everything, it was a race. So that's why I basically didn't know what you were talking about. But that's normal. Who are you?
Are you watching this on YouTube or are you watching it on a different stream?
I'm on YouTube.
All right, yeah, so
I'm on YouTube at the same time. Through my PlayStation on my telly so I can sit in my nice comfy chair.
That's exactly how I'm doing it. So if you're just joining us. We're commentating from the Bahrain Esports Grand Prix, the first ever virtual Esports Grand Prix that is officially backed of F1 in 2020. When there's a great mix of Formula One drivers, past and present, along with some celebrities, some YouTube gamers, and some other celebrities as well, like Chris Hoy, and even... something's happened there. What did you see?
Yeah, I think... Well, somebody just... I thought it was... I don't know where they are, because they're not showing the numbers. You can't see who they are. I thought it was the leader, but he's not in... It was a Toro Rosso slid sideways. I don't know who it was.
There's lots of people.
This commentating very business.
It's all happening very fast. And Johnny Herbert is still in second place officially. Well, it's going third, but he has a 10-second penalty. But the thing is, Red Eye is 1.5 seconds behind him and closing, so he'll have to watch out for that. But remember, they're going to have to do at least one pit stop, potentially two, and many of them are on the medium tyre, and we'll be then going on to the hard tyre. But some have chosen the soft as well. But it's not telling us exactly who is on which tyre.
Norris is up to sixth.
Yeah.
He's only half a second behind. He's doing brilliantly. Good lad. Get in there.
Now, it's showing that Philip Eng has just retaken the lead. Now, for a long time, it was saying that he was already in the lead. But it must have been Ganzi Zhu who was in the lead. And now he's down to second.
On my screen, Guan Yu Zhu was in the lead for a while, and then Philip Eng. Have you got a slight delay, or I've got a slight delay compared with you? I don't know.
Possibly.
We're close enough. We're close enough.
But Lando Norris is less than half a second behind Sadokist, and then Red Eye is just Red Eye's just gone past Johnny Herbert.
Yeah, you're slightly ahead of me. You're slightly ahead of me. So you're seeing it before I do. That's not fair.
I joined the stream quite a while ago.
Esteban Gutierrez is just on the fastest lap. He's in a Mercedes AMG, so there'll be about 1,000 people currently typing in, they're cheating, because that's what I've been reading on all of these stupid comments these stupid pubescent teenagers keep typing in. You're cheating and you're crying about tyres. Get lost and start watching real sport.
Poor Esteban Gutierrez, who started very much near the front, is now at the back in 17th place, and Nico Hülkenberg is in 15th place.
Well, any minute now, he's going to run out of batteries. Oh no, he's not doing esport. It's a different kind of esport, isn't it? Okay, sorry.
but no, this is quite good. Oh, see, now we've got some signs. Somebody is coming in. for tyres. It hasn't said who it is yet. And because it's not coming up, we are none the wiser as to what's happening. How do they do something like Money Walker now?
Well, none the wiser. The guy's going backwards down the grid. And who was it? It was Johnny Herbert's up to third now.
Ah, so a few people are beginning to come into the pits as things.
Lando is up to fourth. Oh.
Yeah, no, it's certainly happening. Nicholas Hamilton is up into ninth place, and Lando Norris is still in sixth. And Carl Van Dorn is up to fourth. Jimmy Broadbent is up to third.
I think Söderqvist had an off because he went backwards down to 10th.
Yeah.
Johnny Herbert's now gone down to 10th, so perhaps he came into the pits as well.
He well have had a 10-second penalty as well. It was saying that he got a 10-second penalty, so but oh, there's almost three abreast coming into turn three. Oh, so it's certainly it's all happening. That's just towards the back of the grid. Chris Hoy is up to 13th, but there's lots of action from 14th onward with Nicholas Latifi, and it's all happening there.
Can you imagine Chris Hoy with those thighs sitting behind a little sim wheel? He'd need a damn big gaming chair to fit those thighs in, wouldn't he? If he pushed too hard, his foot would go through the floor.
It's quite a thing. It's quite a thing. But no, it's some good racing. Oh, they're weaving down the track. My goodness, they are absolutely weaving the way. I think that's Latifi who's weaving to keep Hülkenberg behind him. But that is quite
Do you think he is? So is he changing his name to Verstappen?
Oh. And now they're way off the track on the back.
Oh, that all four wheels off. Who does he think he is? Vettel? Oh, they're all off.
I'm going to say there must be surely some rules about track limits. It must all be happening eventually.
Absolutely, there should be rules. And, Nicholas Hamilton having a track. It'd just be a big field.
Nicholas Hamilton is up to fourth and is closing, would you believe, on Lando Norris, who's now third. Ooh. And Van Dorn is second. Philip Enge is still in first.
Yes, that one. And he's 11 seconds ahead of Stoffel Van Dorn as well. So he's obviously not come in the pits yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think Hülkenberg, he also had a 10-second penalty. So that's probably quite why he ended up.
So I wonder what's happened to Lando Norris then, because he's now, 12 seconds, 13 seconds behind Philip Eng. But he was much closer than
was the field, wasn't it? Well, he had to come through the field.
Yeah, but he's still third though, so you know.
Yeah, no, that's
and
pretty
he's
good.
Pulled away from Nick Hamilton. He's now 5 seconds up the road from Nick. So that's a big something's gone on there.
It is all happening. Even at the very back of the grid. Oh, why would people go so wide? He's going on the sand. My goodness, that's not gonna help his tires. That is the chap in 19th. Cyanide.
Yeah, that's Liam Payne, who apparently is a very talented musician from Top of the Pops.
Well, of course, yeah. Well, we've got everyone having a go today. And I was thinking, what would it be like if we had a go? If we had set some times in Bahrain, I've got the F1 game and I was seriously tempted to see what kind of times I could have recorded. Because I think a lot of people were in the 129s and in the 130s. And I think that you see that the pole position was a 127.6, which is pretty good overall.
That Ferrari engine, that's computers cheating. Somehow it's getting around the electronic fuel feed.
Yes.
That Alfa Romeo. It's exciting, isn't it? Oh, Tommy.
I think they're getting. Oh, someone's gone off. There's a McLaren that's off.
There's a shocker. Oh, there's an orange car.
Yes.
Is that an old Arrows? Oh, no, it's McLaren these days, isn't it?
And then we're on board.
Like a Jaffa cake.
We're on board now with a Mercedes.
Here we go.
It's in 14th. Who's in 14th? Esteban Gutierrez.
Stephen Gutierrez.
But he's right on the sand on both sides, my goodness. Which is quite I would have thought that's not going to help his grip if he's going off onto the sand.
It's absolutely not, but it seems to be okay. He's still braking, isn't he?
Yeah, I'll have to try that. He's right over to the right and then he's over to the left.
Now I'm a bachelor living in my own pad. I'm definitely going to have to get some sad games like this.
I think so.
But I'll need a proper set of, as I've told you before, the last time I did something like this, the setup and the technology of the actual steering wheels and all this kind of stuff was poor. If it's got this good, then it might be worth doing.
Oh, it's great fun. Yeah, no, it's really good fun. Really good fun.
You like it. I know you like it.
Then we can race online, you see, and we can tell the viewers and the listeners as to how much fun they can have playing this game.
You mean, so you can beat me completely. We could have two types of game. We could have the game where we set all the indestructibilities on so that we can take out. We could have a game of how many competitors can you smash into, you know, like dodgems. And then we can have a proper race where we're actually just racing. That'll be fair enough. But you can mix it up then. You can't, obviously, you can't play dodgems in real life. So you can do it online.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you believe it? Stoffel van Dorn is in the lead.
He is.
Yes,
7 seconds up the road from old Lando.
Yeah.
Right, so where's Lando's teammate, Nick Latifi? He's way back. Rubbish.
He's in ninth.
Oh, yeah, dear.
Yeah. And Esteban Gutierrez in 13th and the other Mercedes.
Right, well, when you see the front again, okay, drink it in because it's first time in a very long time that we've seen a Williams at the front of a race, and I personally would like to see that a lot more. I really would.
Yes. No, I think they were saying that potentially the races now might start in Azerbaijan in June. So that, I think June the 7th, I think. So that would be something, because it would be great if they did, because we really need to get it started. Yes,
I was listening. They did another podcast. Not podcast, but Radio 5 Live team that on a Friday they've been doing a catch up, you know, and they were talking about the Azerbaijan, which is a place I would love to go and watch the race there. I mean, I'd love to go and watch the race in every single one, but you know, there's some places you look at and you think, yeah, that would be special. Canada, I think the US Grand Prix, Monaco, of course, just because as long as I can get something that's a bit better than a cheap seat, and Azerbaijan just looks like a superb city, doesn't it? A place where you want to go and visit, and then you happen to have these Formula One cars flying around it.
Yeah, and the buildings look amazing. The kind of the stonework, the design of it looks really special. You know, like it's almost like a kind of older Monaco. You know, and the kind of with all that lovely stone and all those nice buildings and things. So.
Yes. And you can tell that it's an ancient city of some kind. But what I love is that whereas Monaco's got the history from the west of Europe, you know, Azerbaijan's the sort of the border with the east of the eastern side of Europe and the Med, and not the, it's not the Med. Where would that be? It's the Black Sea, isn't it? It just got a completely different feel to it, hasn't it? The look to it's unique, but still beautiful. I love that. That's just fantastic.
Yeah.
So, glad they made a bit of oil money. Oh, that's a good dive
down to fifth place, but I think he may well have had a pit stop. And we're looking at Jimmy Broadbent is still up into third. Philip Ng is in second place, and Guan Yu Zhu is still leading by 9 seconds. So doing pretty well, because I think he's one of the ones who were expected to do quite well, but to compete with all these amazing real-life drivers as well is pretty impressive. And Van Dorn is down to fourth, but it's just a 3 or 4 tenths behind Jimmy Broadbent in third. So it looks like things could happen there. And in
now, 11th, there was some... No, you carry on.
In 11th, Nico Hülkenberg is managing to keep Gutierrez behind him. It's been very close. They've been overtaking each other quite a bit over the last couple of laps. But at the moment, Hülkenberg is just managing to stay in front.
Oh, Nick, it's good. I think a lot of us were thinking that perhaps old Nick Hülkenberg would end up on the podium in his first ever F1 race on the podium, which would have been, again, it would have been quite nice because, you know, I'm a Hülkenberg fan. Johnny Herbert's still doing quite well. He's 14th and...
I'm interested to see who's doing the laps. Poor old Liam Payne is 2 minutes down, so he must have been lapped at least once. By now. But it's not saying it's one lap, it's just saying it's 2 minutes down. But I would imagine he's been down by quite a bit. So the traffic's going to play quite a bit of interest in this race, that's for sure. And as you say, the Williams is leading, and it's Rocket out in this Rocket Library, which is something from last year.
Super. Well, this is the 2019 game, isn't it? So, oh, he bashed into him. Oh, tearing me.
Oh,
so should we try and do an impression of Murray Walker and James Hunt? You start saying something and I'll yell, give me the mic!
I was going to say,
give it to me. You don't know. No, Hugh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're rubbish. What do you know, idiot? You obviously do know what you're talking about, but we're doing an impression. There we go.
Who is the chap who always crashes anyway? That was Philip Alio when he nearly took Manchester in Portugal. And that's what James Hunt said. And Alio, who always crashes anyway, nearly this time took out Mansell, but just managed to miss it. You know, was my Walker took over and started laughing under his breath, saying, well, that was the views from James, you know. And it was...
Oh, he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do that. Oh, no. Hulkenberg's definitely keeping him behind, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's been taking tips from Schumacher. Schumacher was good at that.
Oh,
Hulkenberg is driving a blancmange.
Yeah. He's in the...
What is it with pink cars? Oh, I don't know. Went too far up the curb there, mate. You didn't want to do that either. So, I know what you... I see what you say about they're constantly out on that. I don't know if they turn instead of it being sand, is this like shell grip or something? And they've got more grip out there than the tarmac. That's not right.
I mean, that would understand how they're cutting corners, you know, in terms of how they can make up time, because you know, supposedly you're supposed to have at least two wheels on the track at any one time. And you know, yes, you can use curbs, but if you're right out there, I mean, that, you know, if you can straight line these corners, you're going to go an awful lot faster. I tend to stay well within the track limits and maybe to my detriment. And that's why I'm a bit off the pace in terms of these drivers here.
I mean, you didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Yes, that would explain why you were slower than people who do cheat. Yeah. But I don't think it's a problem here. I think that's fine.
The other thing is as well, I mean, I think they're all in the same setups in terms of like suspension and tuning. I think that's all fixed. But they can... change like traction control and things like that.
They've got the helpers. That some of them have got the helping settings on. Some of them haven't. So I'm guessing the likes of Liam Payne has got them all switched on. And he's still 10 miles behind the rest.
I know it's quite. Kyle.
No, I was going to say one guy got dressed entirely in F1 gear and put a helmet on that appears to be what he's doing at the moment. I can't remember which one he was. He was
he said it'll slow him down wearing a helmet because he won't be able to see as much.
Exactly. And he'll be getting hot and it's like, what's the point? And Jack Nichols did actually say, they said, do you think he'll be wearing that in the race? And he says, I hope not. He won't be able to do it.
It's quite something. If you've just joined us, welcome to Podbean. We are doing live commentary of the Bahrain Esports Formula One Grand Prix. It is our first attempt at commentary. You have me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special and excellent co-host, Andrew Marr, who we are now commentating on the Bahrain E Grand Prix with many of the Formula One drivers, current and of old as well. Plus, we have gamers and YouTubers, and we've even got pop singers too. So how about that? At the moment, it's Gang Yu Zhu, who is in first place. Oh, but he's having a big battle there. And it's Philip Enge in second place. And they've already had the putter coming together. Stoffel Vandoorne and Philip Enge. And they're just...
I'm just watching what you're shouting about. Oh, my goodness.
It's all
happening. I wish I was on the same time as you. So Ian Poulter is unlapped himself, is he? Or what the hell's going on there?
He must have done. Yeah, he must have. Yeah, well, he'd say he was only 17. Yeah, he's a good bit down. But obviously after that coming together, he's come right back up again.
I tell you what, right? The computerised director of this and these cuts needs a good talking to because I've no idea what's going on. Oh, fastest lap, Lando Norris.
He's up in the fourth place. So he's going to be catching up with this lot soon.
So a quick shout out to Shuku, who said hey.
Oh, fantastic.
To us.
Fantastic.
And we've got a Dave Vega joined from the beginning. And we've got a Tinny Lay.
Yeah, Tinny I'm Lay, trying to on my comments here. Oh, is that on Facebook or is that
on Podbean? That's on Podbean itself.
That's strange because I'm not good at my... my I'll put a welcome to the show. Now,
the Blancmange just got past. Oh no, but the undercut, they've done the undercut. Fantastic. Oh. And I don't mean the tire undercut. The switchback. Should we call it the switchback?
Now, is that Hulkenberg then? Oh, no, that's Lando Norris has just gone ahead. That's
Lando Norris, they're having a good old battle there, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, and Ian Poulter's gone off. And that, so he's all that time he made up is now going away again. But
oh, well. Oh! Oh, that was close.
Lando Norris, and they're coming back again, coming into the last corner here. There's RJ Bargey. Oh, and the two of them have come together and they've both gone off. Oh, and they're going to have to go into the
front. No, what on earth? He's lost his front wing.
That was only 14 laps. My goodness, we thought it was 25.
It said 28 on the. No, maybe 28 was what it was going to be. And then they're doing half of that. Oh, I don't know.
And Hulkenberg is coming in to finish 10th ahead of Gutierrez. So, two former Formula One drivers having a great battle. And Hulkenberg came off best and finishing where he normally used to finish, about 10th or 9th. So.
It's bad that he's ended up only two places ahead of Johnny Herbert, who's 55 years old and fat, and behind Esteban Gutierrez, that was no good when he was in F1 either. So it's just like, oh dear.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. By the time the Renault won,
what on earth is that?
Yeah.
That's an alien.
It's certainly
they really need to not do that.
And that is all gone. But yeah, well, that's right. The first race. I think there's going to be another one. I have a feeling. But
will it mess up on my machine, or will it make a bit not mess up on my machine?
Have you still got contact with YouTube? Is it still working? I've still got YouTube. They're just doing back to the conversation.
Yeah, they've just gone back to the two idiots and two not so idiots.
Well, I'm sure we can replace them if they're listening. If F1 are looking for new commentators. But because they'll have all the information, you can see all the notes there on the front. So they must have known, and they must have been knowing what's happening. And there should be edits coming through their headphones telling them what's happening and who's finished and who's got any penalties and things like that. But it's.
Yes. And we're better than them, and we haven't got any of that. And yeah. We're both watching slightly different races because this guy's so annoying. I've got to turn him off. I've got him on mute as it is, but I can see his lips moving and that nose. So,
well, that's the thing. I'll meet my. But that's been quite a good first race. But I think there's going to be potentially another one because it's not a very long stream. So we will see what happens. Because I thought they were doing maybe it's going to be 2 14 lap races. That must be
two quarter lengths instead of. Because this is what Ross Brawn wanted to bring in, wasn't it? Sprint races and stuff like this, like they're doing British touring cars.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all went, no, like that, in that special way Formula One teams say, no.
It's a kind of hard one because you understand that they do want to try and make it as good as they can and make it as professional as possible. But does, you know, splitting the races, does that make a bit of a difference or not? And I'm not sure. I think maybe it does overall. And you know, they've had this big build up for so many years. Is it right to change it?
Well, the thing, I mean, if you watch British Touring Cars and the way they do a weekend, and it's a fantastic show. I mean, I can recommend British Touring Cars to anybody live as well as watching it on telly.
Yeah, it's very good.
They have three races, three of the touring car races, as well as all the other support races they have in the day, and they'll have a sprint race and they'll have. A long race, and the way they work it is that some cars are better suited to the sprint races, or they use their tires heavier. So if you've got a situation where you want to see cars flat out and not nursing everything, having a sprint race would give you that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So But you can't do that and then stick a massive budget cap and say you're trying to cut costs, because every race you do and every set of tyres you use and every potential for damage on those cars is going to cost them money, and a lot of money. So you've got to pick your cars. You can't have one and then not the other. But to be fair to the new guys that are running Formula One, they're also trying to sort out the money. They're trying to have a fairer – distribution of the money, because I was watching a video the other day talking about how the money's split up based on Bernie Ecclestone's last contract he had, you know, with Ferrari, McLaren and Mercedes getting special payments. You know, Red Bull don't get those special payments, but they get these extra, it's kind of like little chunks of the pie to give more money to certain teams. And then they're trying to sort of make it a bit fairer and to more evenly distribute the money across all the teams so that it's easier for the little teams to stay in business and create a competition for them. So that's, you know, that's, I like that. That's good. I don't think they're trying to wreck it as such. And with people like Ross Brawn high up in it, you know, the guy knows his F1 and he's a sensible man. He's bringing in ideas to help, I think, not just to change for the sake of change like they used to.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Because I remember there was that rumour they were going to make the track wet just to make it a bit closer.
And Bernie Ecclestone had obviously been drinking a bit of whiskey that night, and he says, well, I can just imagine, can you imagine the meeting? He's drinking his 300-year-old, £2,000 an ounce bottle of whiskey. which he obviously didn't buy himself because he has no money, so you can't pay any tax. So it was all—it's all a present, Governor. It was given to me by someone, tax-free. And you can imagine he sat there and he'd watched the pod race on Star Wars 1, The Phantom Grimace.
Yeah.
And he'd thought, that looks fun. Why don't we have people with guns shooting at them as they go past? And then somebody might have said to him, that's illegal. Is it? Never stopped me before. Yeah, but it's really illegal. Okay. Well, what else could we do? Oil slicks. Then he watched, I don't know, Goldfinger, and they've got oil slicks coming out the back of cars and stuff like that. Or maybe Death Race, maybe that film Death Race. And he's thought... spraying water. Yeah, you could imagine the money you could make. You get the executive guest bidding for a button.
Yeah.
The button sprays water on the track when you press it, and you get like two goes for a million quid. And then you can choose when you're gonna just for £1 million. I mean, that it'd make a bit of cash out of that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, you would do all right. It's certainly, yeah, thankfully the wedding the track didn't come about. And that was one of the major issues. But I tell you, we've not heard from him at all regarding the coronavirus. You know, and obviously having to stop the Grand Prix. It would have been quite interesting to get an interview with Bernie as to what he thinks of all the races being cancelled and everything else. I mean, I think he would have to do it under him anyway.
I loved interviews with Bernie. I always loved listening to it, because of all the people that didn't answer anything he didn't want to answer, he was the king.
Oh, yeah.
He was a frightening man. I wouldn't have liked to interview him, because you just know that at any point. So we've not had anybody extra. I've just seen your message about whether anyone's joined us. So there's no. I've given a shout out to Dave Vega, Shuku, and Tinny Lee, and then there's me and there's you. That's all I've got so far. They're still with us, I hope. It didn't say they left. I hope you're still with us and you're enjoying the silly things that we have to say, or the silly things I have to say and the sensible things Hugh has to say.
I think it's a good mixture.
Give me the mic. No.
Well, it looks like they're going to be telling us if it was on a commercial TV, they'd be going to a break right now, I can tell. But they're now just trying to fill up the time as to whether or not we're going to have a second race. Will it be another 14 laps? Oh, and we'll see exactly what happens. But this is F1 Esports, the virtual Grand Prix. So we've just had our first ever race from Bahrain. What did you think overall, though, Andrew? I think it was quite a good race. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it was good. It was quite good. I mean, it's strangely difficult to keep head and tail of who you're looking at. But you've got to remember that we're used to the cars we see on the track. So, you know, when we see a McLaren, we know that it's going to be Lando Norris and... Carlos Sainz, don't we? So you know who you're looking at, whereas this is the first time I've ever watched this, and I don't know who they are.
Yeah, no, that's the only thing. But I really do think, though, that they need to get their act together in terms of they need to get all the F1 drivers together or not being able to, so they can do it remotely and so on. But they need to get them there, and they need to be doing this properly. I think it would be fantastic, because I think it's quite a good formula having a mixed race kind of, you know, obviously people can come from different, you know, there was new drivers, old drivers and so on. I think we need the F1 drivers in it. You know, like the current F1 crop, we need all of them in it to do a race. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, what's obviously gone on here is that they're, you know, as a quick thing, they've either been listening to listening to what you were saying on our podcasts or our streams, and that they've put something together super fast, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a kind of a, how can I put it, not a comedy thing, but it's like they've gone, right, let's do something quick while we're working something out, perhaps, or because they've left us in the lurch. They've left us for 6 months or however long this is going to be with nothing. You know, that's not good. That's not a good way of doing it. You can't imagine football, the FA, well, I don't know, pretty incompetent themselves, but you can't imagine. It's the biggest spectator sport in the world.
And we don't have any covenants.
And with nothing, absolutely nothing. I mean, even if they put old races on, but they've not done that, it's like nothing. It just disappeared. So they need to do something, and this is an ideal format. So like you say, if they could make sure that every F1 driver is available with a sim setup, standardized sim setup, and it could be done, and it would be relatively cheap.
Well, let's say, so they're all going to have fiber optic at home. They're all living in pretty nice places, and I think it would be a laugh. And it would, and you know, they could do it quite often. It would be quite, and they wouldn't just do Formula One. I think they could get them to do that game called Wreckfest, which is where it's like a kind of demolition derby. I think that would
like
be
Carmageddon or something like that, where they smash into each other.
Oh, yeah, I think that would be quite. I think, and people would watch it. I think they would actually probably want to watch it. You know, it'd be quite fun.
That'd be fantastic. Didn't we just talk earlier about doing it exactly that? That if we raced each other, you could have two types. One, what was my first idea? That both of our cars have everything on it, so we're indestructible. And then we have to take out as many of our competitors as we can on the F1 circuit. And the winner is the one that gets the most points.
Well, according to that stream, it is absolutely over and finished. It was only one race, and it took an hour and a half. They had plenty of build-up. And then they had a 14-lap race at the end of it. So there we are. I'm sure they'll be getting a few more races in the next few weeks.
They actually did more talking at the beginning than they did racing.
Yeah.
That guy with the glasses who doesn't know how to use a razor.
He wasn't even dressed up for it either. He was wearing an old cardigan and an old shirt. And I did wonder, I thought, surely he would be a bit either like properly dressed or wearing a kind of, you know, F1 sports top or something. You know, they have a kind of suit for it or something.
But he's obviously smoking something, because they said earlier, oh, they're all really nervous. Why? And I'm thinking, your audience has just gone up 1,000 times. And they all know it. They've also got internationally famous Formula One and motorsport drivers joining them. Okay, they're not sat next to them, but they know the world's suddenly watching them. I wonder how many people are now watching this compared to how many normally watch it. Because it was put out there to the whole, like we say, Formula One's the biggest TV audience for a sport in the world. And F1 told them all about this. I'm surprised the internet still worked.
No, absolutely. It's crazy, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy. And so you kind of think, no, they're getting there. Obviously, it's the first time. Maybe they had to bring people in just to as quickly as they could. But the one chap, the guy Jack from Channel 5, or sorry, Radio 5 Live, he was good. He seemed to know.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson. He's a good guy. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for all our listeners so far, feel free to comment. And let you know what you think of our attempt to try and commentate and stay on track, or also, and for what you thought of the race as well. I can't see, unfortunately, any of the comments or people who are joining us with us tonight. I don't know why it's not showing me, but I believe Andrew can. So, but it was great.
I can. There's been none. Do you want me to type one in and say something? I can if you like.
Yes, that'd be fine. Did you see my message? And I did.
You said, welcome to the show. And then, Andrew, can you see who's joined? Yes. Yes. I've seen those.
I'm not seeing, everything else is blank on my screen. So I've had a few little technical issues. But other than that, it's pretty good going.
And you've upgraded your machine recently as well, so there's no excuse.
Yeah, it must be a software issue, I think. It's because I think I started it on Firefox and then I had to join in on Chrome. And I wonder maybe if that's been the issue. I should have maybe started on
it's Chrome. It's having a sulk. Podbean sulking because you started on the wrong thing.
Well, I thought, should I reload the page? But then I thought that might just break the whole thing because that might take everybody off. So I wasn't sure. But
yeah, it might.
I could try it now and see what happens. But
I've got a countdown on my screen saying 16 seconds, something's happening. So I'm going to see what happens. And then if it's something worth having or another race or something, because...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's YouTube and it's... I don't know.
Oh, that's something else. No, it's not the Bahrain Grand Prix. That was Formula One, but that was streamed an hour ago. So that must be, that must be something
Fair
else.
Fair enough. Okay, get lost.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
For that nonsense.
Well, I think we can probably call it a day, but I will get this uploaded and we will upload this tomorrow. It'll be on. I'll make sure it goes on to our Podbean channel. And to all our listeners and viewers of the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, remember to check out our video channel on YouTube. We have new videos going out every week. And if you subscribe and comment on the videos and the podcast, we'll give you a free shout out during our next show. But have you enjoyed doing it all tonight there, having a go at commentating tonight, Andrew?
Yeah, it's been interesting. We've been talking about this for a while, haven't we? So in a way, it's given us the chance to try it out and see how it works. I think it went okay, actually. I can't pretend I knew much what was going on, but then that's pretty normal. That's the same as me walking down the street. So, but well, I enjoyed the race. The race was good.
Yeah.
For what it was, you know.
I'm hoping to have Andrew Dixon at some point this week. I need to text him, make sure it's all happening, because obviously with the coronavirus, I want to make sure he's healthy and fine, because he'd have to come and join us. But we'll definitely do another stream, though. And another show in the next few days or the next week, and it will be fun. But stay on the line, Andrew. But for all our listeners and viewers, you've been listening to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special co-host, none other than Andrew Marr. Drive fast and try not to crash.
Virtually.